Welcome to the Forward Day by Day podcast, brought to you by Forward Movement. We're glad you're here and hope you'll share us with your friends.
Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. It's Wednesday in Easter week. Today's reading is from Luke chapter 24, 35. Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. In a particularly difficult period during my college years, when I was struggling with questions of mortality and belief about the afterlife, I made an appointment to meet with the rector of the church I was then attending. He didn't present himself as an expert in these matters, but considered himself a fellow seeker. Together, we explored the resurrection narratives and, in particular, Jesus' encounter with his disciples on the road to Emmaus. As we read about the risen Christ's encounter with his grieving friends, the priest looked at me almost in astonishment and said, "Something real happens here." We reread the passage, and I saw it myself as if for the first time. Jesus' story does not end in death. When I am struggling with questions about mortality and the afterlife, I return to that encounter with my pastor, the disciples, and Jesus. It is different every time, but always, something real happens here. Pray for the Diocese of Davao, Philippines. And today's moving forward. Where and how do you find support when you are struggling spiritually? I'm Rebecca Hatch, and it's my pleasure to read this month's Forward Day by Day Meditations, written by Len Fraser.
A General Thanksgiving. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We also thank you for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him, at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Join the discussion about today's devotional at prayer.forwardmovement.org, where you can also find a full list of today's scripture readings, more daily prayer resources, and information on how to subscribe to the print edition of Forward Day by Day. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement, a ministry of the Episcopal Church. Make a donation or explore our full catalog of books, small group studies, and personal spiritual resources at forwardmovement.org. May God bless you and those you love this day and always.